Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And today we're going to talk about a myth out there. We're going to blow this out of the water because there's something that's under attack by the mainstream media, something that's vital to your health. And the mainstream media is trying to discredit it now. They're trying to say it's not good for you, that you don't need any. What am I talking about? You won't believe this. I'm talking about water. Yeah, water. The mainstream media has launched a new campaign to try to discredit water. And now they're saying things like, don't drink water anymore, drink soda instead. I'm not making this up. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is in the mainstream media. That article was posted on Fox News on their website. It says exactly, skip the water, have a soda instead. And it quotes new research that's been published by the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. Now, nephrology means study of the kidneys. So this is essentially the Journal of the American Society of Kidney Doctors. And there was a study published in that journal that somehow reached the conclusion that water has no health benefits, which I find absolutely astounding. Because if you really want to know how important water is to your health, try having no water for 3 days and see if you're still alive. I don't think you're going to be. Water is essential for human health. And to talk about whether or not it has health benefits is ridiculous. It is essential for health. It's like air. You can't say that, oh, breathing air has no health benefits, because you got to breathe air. Otherwise, you're going to die. You need things to be able to live in a physical body, right? This makes sense. You need air. And you'll die within about 5 minutes if you don't have air. You need water. You'll die within a few days if you don't have water. And you need food. Now, you can go longer without food, but you might die within 45 or 60 days without food. You also need sunlight. You need some other things. But you definitely need food and water and air. And now the mainstream media, they've not only attacked food by saying that superfoods don't have any health benefits, or that herbs don't have any benefits, or plant-based diets are no better than animal product-based diets that are overcooked and overprocessed. Now they're going after the water. And this story is all over the mainstream media. They're all saying that water has no health benefits anymore. Now, I often encourage my listeners and readers to be skeptical consumers, be discerning thinkers. Now, think about this issue. Where is this research published? It's published in a journal that caters to kidney doctors, right? Now let's play a game that I call follow the money. To follow the money here, what do kidney doctors want? Well, they want kidney patients. Well, how do you get kidney patients? Well, one thing you can do is you can just sit around and wait for people to show up with damaged kidneys. And there are plenty of people like that because pharmaceuticals damage kidneys. Or you can actually put something out there in the mainstream mind that will cause more kidney damage. And guess what? Dehydration causes kidney damage and kidney stones. So if you were an unscrupulous kidney doctor and you wanted to, let's say, increase business for your industry, you could put information out there and send off press releases to the mainstream media, get it published, have it in a scientific medical journal that says people should not drink water. And then if that actually caught on, because journalists are really gullible and don't know anything about health, then it might actually have an impact and it would cause people to drink less water. Or if they followed the advice of Fox News, they might actually stop drinking water and start drinking soda. And what happens when people start drinking soda? They get kidney stones. And that means they need to go see the kidney doctor, which of course means revenues for the nephrology experts, who of course are the very same people involved in the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. Is this all making sense? Now, you might say that's insane. Doctors would never put information out there to harm people just to create more business for themselves. Of course they would. Are you kidding me? Have you ever looked at psychiatry? They invent fictitious diseases like ADHD just to sell drugs, just to have more patients coming into their offices, just to exercise more control over people. Doctors are harming people all the time. Why do you think they give chemotherapy to cancer patients? Why do they do that? Because chemotherapy damages the liver and the kidneys and the brain. And it creates more revenues from those patients because they then have liver damage and kidney damage, and they need drugs to help manage their biochemistry because their own organs are failing. Chemotherapy also damages the heart, by the way, and then you have revenues in the cardio section of the hospital, maybe heart bypass surgery or more pharmaceuticals, more heart drugs. Now, I'm not saying that all doctors are evil. No, in fact, I've said before on this show that I think most doctors got into the healing business or the medical business for the right reasons. Most doctors actually do want to help patients get better. I know a lot of doctors. A lot of my best friends are actually MDs, and they're great people. Doctors are very intelligent. Mostly they have good hearts. They really want to help people. But there are some really evil doctors, some really power-hungry, egotistical, greedy doctors out there, and those people end up in the positions of power. Those people end up making the decisions that determine what diseases should be considered real. They end up running medical journals sometimes, or sitting on the boards of nonprofit organizations like the American Diabetes Association. I think some of those doctors there, in my opinion, are really engaged in crimes against humanity for some of the decisions they do that, in my opinion, harm people. And this advice, that people should stop drinking water? Are you kidding me? This is insane. How can this be tolerated in our society? But it's just another example of the way in which doctors and journalists who are incredibly ignorant about health and nutrition are harming the public. Because the truth is, we have people with too many kidney stones. We have people who are in states of chronic dehydration. Most people are chronically dehydrated. People aren't drinking enough water, and they're drinking far too many sodas. They're drinking too much coffee. They're drinking too many sports drinks and liquid sugars. And as a result, they are suffering from diabetes and heart disease and obesity, bone mineral loss. They're suffering arthritis, osteoporosis, gout, because they're drinking so many sodas. So when I opened up my web browser this morning and I looked at Fox News and the headline was, "Skip the water, have a soda instead," I just about lost it. I said, what has this world come to? I just want to close the browser and go back to bed. I don't want to see that stuff. But, you know, you can't ignore it. That is the garbage that's being put out there by the mainstream media. These people are insane. They're absolutely insane. They should be stripped of their licenses to practice journalism. Any doctor that says you shouldn't drink water should be stripped of his or her license to practice medicine. And, you know, this kind of information should just not be allowed in the mainstream media. I think they need nutritional advisors at the main newspapers and websites in this country. Nutritional advisors to stop this kind of garbage from going on the web. Who knows how many people might open up their browser, read this, and actually believe it. You know, some people don't really know anything about nutrition or water or hydration of the cells. They don't really know that the blood needs water just to be able to move around the body in an efficient way. They don't know that all the cushions in your vertebra, you know, what's between your vertebra that cushions all the segments of your spine, these need water. If you don't have water, your back hurts because you don't have the water that's necessary to fill those up and turn them into effective cushions. Your brain is more than 80% water. Yeah. And if you don't have water, guess what doesn't work very well? Your brain doesn't work very well. This is why I think that some of the journalists involved in this project have been dehydrated for quite some time. Anyone who writes, "Skip the water, have a soda instead," is probably suffering from dehydration to begin with. And maybe we should hand them a glass of water, tell them, stop writing, start drinking. That would be good advice for these folks. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more information on the water scam here on the Health Ranger Show. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. We are talking about the water scam. It's a huge scam. The mainstream media is in on it, folks. They publish headlines now based on research that came out of a journal that claims to be a scientific journal, the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, which means kidney specialist, and they published this study that said, well, actually, it wasn't a study, it was an article, that said that there's really no health benefit from drinking 8 glasses of water a day. No health benefits whatsoever. And then the mainstream media took that information and they distorted it. And they jumped on this water bandwagon and they started putting out headlines like, skip the water, have a soda instead. There was another headline. Let me find this one for you. This will crack you up. Oh, here it is. It's in the Chicago Tribune today. It says, water's benefits questioned by scientists. Are you kidding me? Water's benefits are questioned by someone? Do they think that we should just, drink milk all the time, drink soda? Do they think that the water in our body should be replaced with vodka? What are they thinking? Every living system on this planet is based on water. Everything. Plants, animals, insects, microalgae, bacteria, and of course human beings. You can't live without water, folks. Nothing can live on this planet without water. Now maybe there's some alien technology somewhere else in the universe where they found a way to create life without water. But that is not here on Earth. If you want to live here, you need water. In fact, your body is about 75% water. Yeah, that's how important water is to your body. Water carries the nutrients through your body and helps deliver them to the cells in your body. Most vitamins are water-soluble vitamins, which means water is the transport medium for those nutrients. Water also carries away the metabolic waste products of basic human biology. So every cell is producing some waste products. How do you think those get transported out of your body? They get carried by the water. And the water is carried by the blood. And then the blood gets filtered through the kidneys. And the kidneys help filter out not just the water, the excess water, but the biological waste products. And that's how you eliminate these waste products that, if left in your body, would become toxic. In fact, people who are dehydrated become toxic very, very quickly. And they begin to suffer all kinds of problems. They suffer liver dysfunction. They suffer heart problems. They have higher risks of cancer. And, of course, they suffer kidney problems. This is what happens if you are dehydrated. In fact, much of asthma is caused by dehydration. You see, your body has a lot of wisdom, a lot more wisdom than doctors think it does. Your body knows that when you exhale, you are exhaling water vapor. It's true. Every time you exhale, you lose a little bit of water. And you can see it on a cold day in the winter, you know, when you exhale and you can see your breath. And that's water leaving your body. That's water that you have to replace. Now, if you get into a state of dehydration, your body, understanding that exhalation is one of the primary sources of losing water, it attempts to restrict the capillaries in your lungs so that you don't lose as much water every time you breathe out. And to do this, it creates a chemical message to restrict your lung passageways. Those are called histamines. You've probably heard this term before. At least the anti-version of this term, you've heard of antihistamines, because antihistamines are drugs that counteract the histamines and open up the lungs and relax them and allow you to breathe more freely. Well, if your body is producing histamines to constrict your lungs because it's trying to save water, because you've been in a state of chronic dehydration, then doesn't it make sense that the answer to that symptom is to simply drink more water, to rehydrate your body, instead of treating it with drugs that just try to chemically hijack your body and mask that one symptom? I mean, many cases of asthma are really a cry for help. It's your body's cry for water. It's your body saying, I need some hydration, and then I will relax the lungs and allow you to breathe more freely. But instead of giving patients water, doctors want to give patients drugs, because water cannot be patented. Water can't be prescribed. water isn't profitable to sell. But in reality, water is a powerful medicine. And I actually interviewed one of the world's greatest experts on this topic. His name is Dr. B. That's short for Batman Gelage. He is the author of a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. You are not sick, you are thirsty. And Dr. Batman Gelage, who actually passed away a couple of years ago, he was kind enough to grant me an interview. And from that interview, we created a special report. And you can find that special report on my website right now. Go to naturalnews.com. You can download it for free right now. It's a full interview with Dr. Batman Gelage, and it tells you everything you need to know about water as medicine, why water is healing, how water can counteract asthma and diabetes and even heart conditions and high blood pressure. There are all kinds of things that can be reversed by simply drinking more water. By the way, another book written by Dr. Batman Gelage is called Water for Health, for Healing, for Life. That's another one you can check out online. Find that at Amazon.com or anywhere that you can find books. He's got another one called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. Just look for Dr. Batman Gelage. Just remember his name is like Batman, B-A-T-M-A-N, Dr. Batman. He's the water doctor. Now, in his books, he talks about how water is a very powerful medicine. You can use it to not only reverse asthma, like I mentioned before, but also high blood pressure. You know why some people have high blood pressure? It's because their blood is like sludge, because they're chronically dehydrated. They're not drinking enough water, and their blood becomes kind of muddy or syrupy or sludge-like. Now, think about this. If you're trying to pump sludge blood throughout your body, doesn't that mean that it's not going to move as well as if it were more liquid and more watery? If it's sludge-like, then there has to be more pressure to move that blood throughout your system. It's like trying to, let's say, suck molasses through a garden hose. That's not going to work very well. I don't recommend you actually try that experiment. But if you had to suck water through a garden hose, that would be a lot easier than trying to suck molasses through it, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Yeah, you can try this at home. Suck water through a garden hose. Then your body, you want to pump blood that's actually hydrated, that has lots of water in it. That way, you have lower blood pressure and better circulation. But when you get chronically dehydrated, what do you have? You end up with sludge blood, which causes high blood pressure and poor circulation. And that leads to all kinds of other health problems. This is what happens if you are dehydrated. And this is why it is insane for the media or for doctors or for a medical journal to suggest that there is no health benefit whatsoever from drinking water. Of course there's a health benefit. These people are incredibly ignorant. I can't even imagine why they're allowed to practice medicine or even publish information. Water is essential, and it is, in fact, medicine. Now, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk to you. I've got some more great details for you about the healing power of water. And I'm also going to talk to you about some of the medical myths in conventional medicine today. And we're going to continue to debunk those right here on the Health Rangers Show. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We're having a great time here talking about the water scam and medical myths. You know, there's a lot in modern medicine today that's based on nothing more than just pure medical mythology or junk science. It's just nonsense. And with this recent advice that we should all stop drinking water and start drinking soda instead, as was stated by Fox News, with this recent advice, we really have to step back now and take a look at what exactly is it that conventional medicine is trying to tell us. I mean, this advice about water is just one piece of the puzzle. Let's zoom out, so to speak, and get a big picture view of what conventional medicine is trying to say. And here are some of the things that it is trying to say. This is what they want you to believe, that water is bad for you. that sunlight is bad for you and might kill you with cancer, that nutritional supplements are completely worthless, and nutrition really has no bearing on whether or not you ever get disease, that herbs are dangerous and they might kill you too and should probably be banned, that meditation or prayer has no benefit whatsoever, that mind-body medicine doesn't exist and your mind is completely isolated and separate from what happens in your body. They believe that the body is made up of just a collection of parts that have no interaction. They don't believe in holistic interactions between parts of your body. That's why they have a heart specialist and an ear specialist and a foot specialist. And you know what? These specialists, they all go to different conferences. They don't even compare notes. They don't think that the mind has an effect on the foot or that how much water you drink has an effect on your circulation, because the doctor in charge of food and your stomach is completely different from the doctor in charge of your heart. It's not to say that they're unintelligent. They're very intelligent people, but they're not taught nutrition, and they certainly aren't taught about the healing power of water. So how on earth, then, could we expect them to know about this? Well, we can't, and they don't know about it. So those are some of the things that conventional medicine wants you to believe. Again, water's bad for you, sunlight might kill you, nutrition's worthless, herbs are dangerous, and so on. Kind of interesting when you put all that together, isn't it? The thing about all the things that we were granted here on this earth, all the things that exist in nature that we are 100% compatible, the sunlight, the water, the plants and herbs that surround us that were put here by God and Mother Nature, all of those things, now, the doctors are telling you are dangerous. That's right. Don't dare expose your skin to the sun. Oh my God, you might get cancer because the sun will kill you. What kind of nonsense is that? You want to hear some more nonsense? Listen to what conventional medicine wants you to believe. Here are the things that they say will actually help you. They say that if you want to be healthy, here's what you should do. Poison your body with chemotherapy. That's actually a health treatment in conventional medicine today. Poison your body. Slather your skin with sunscreen so that it blocks vitamin D production in your skin, leaving you in a state of vitamin D deficiency. This is the official advice from the industry of dermatology. Block the sun. Don't get any vitamin D. That's right. Don't allow yourself to touch sunlight. It might kill you. They also say take medications that cause permanent liver damage. If there's anything wrong with you, it could be solved by a pharmaceutical. And don't worry about the toxicity of those pharmaceuticals. No, don't worry about the fact that it might damage your liver or your pancreas or your heart or your kidneys or your brain. It might put you in an ongoing state of sleepwalking through life because you no longer have any cognitive function. It might totally ruin your libido so that you can't even get an erection anymore. Don't worry about that, folks, because we have another drug for you that'll handle that erection for you. Yeah, don't worry about that. And if you have any other symptom that comes along, don't worry. We have another drug for that, too. We have hundreds of thousands of different possible chemicals that we can inject into your body. And that, friends, is the position of conventional medicine. Take your chemicals. Don't get sunlight. Don't drink water. Don't listen to nutritionists. Don't take herbal medicine. Don't do anything provided by Mother Nature. Only do things provided by Big Pharma Inc. trademark. Only do things provided by big corporations that hold all the patents, that control med schools, that control the doctors, that control the continuing medical education process, that influence the government regulators at the FDA and the USDA, that control the mainstream media through their hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. This is the source of all knowledge and light and healing, didn't you know? And if you dare question that, oh, if you dare question it, then you must be crazy. You must be crazy if you believe in things like sunlight, vitamin D, fish oils, water, exercise, relaxation treatments, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic care, network spinal care, energy medicine, any of these things. If you believe in those, they think you're crazy. They think you're nuts because you didn't believe in their chemicals. Yep, that's the state of medicine today, folks. In today's news about the water scam is just the latest example of medical insanity, which is now running rampant through our society, promoted by pill pushers who have a profit in mind. They want to make money off of you. They want to keep you in a state of ongoing chronic disease that they can manage. They can manage, but not cure. They don't want to cure it because they might not see you again. They do want to manage your disease, though, because then they can keep you coming back. It's like repeat business. They're good at making that happen. Now, this brings me to a question that might be in your mind right now. How much water exactly should I drink? I mean, if I'm saying water is good for you, and the doctors are saying that water has no health benefits, then what is really the correct amount of water to drink? Well, the answer is that water, like any substance, can be toxic at excessive levels. So there is a point where you can have too much water. However, that point has not been reached by most people. Most people have too little water because they're trying to hydrate with other beverages. Now, did you know, for example, that coffee and sodas actually dehydrate you? Because it takes more water out of your body to process a soda than you get delivered to your body from drinking the soda. So when you drink a can of soda when you feel thirsty, you are actually having a net loss of water in your body. You're leaving yourself more dehydrated after you drank it. Now, doesn't this work really well for the profits of the soda companies? Because then, what are you going to do? About an hour later, you're going to reach for another soda. Why? Because you feel thirsty again. So your body, when it gives you the signal of thirst, your body is not telling you, oh, go drink a Coke or a Pepsi or a coffee or a Gatorade. It's not saying that, folks. It's saying drink water. Drink water. Pure, clean, mineral-rich water if you can get it, but drink water. It's not crying out for a soft drink. Now, the other thing to realize about drinking water is that you need to be able to retain water in your tissues and your cells for it to count. And the only way to do that is to get enough full-spectrum salt into your body. And this is another huge medical myth. They say you don't need any salt. Well, you sure do need salt. You will die without salt, but what you don't need is processed salt. You don't need the simple table salt, the white processed sodium chloride. That stuff, that's poison. What you need is full-spectrum salt, like Celtic salt. There's a great book I've got to recommend here. It's called Water and Salt, The Essence of Life. It's by Dr. Barbara Hendel, H-E-N-D-E-L. Check out this book if you want to know the truth about this. Water and Salt, that's the name of the book, and it teaches you how water follows salt throughout your body and how you need full-spectrum salt, that is unprocessed, unbleached sea salt, something that looks rough, something that looks a little dirty. You can also get what's called the Royal Himalayan Pink Crystal Salt. It's mined out of caves. And this is a full-spectrum salt. And all of these various salts are what your body actually needs to retain water and to maintain its hydration. So what you've got to do is combine that salt with proper water intake, and then you're set. But if you don't have either one, if you don't have enough water or enough salt, then you end up dehydrated and you start to suffer all of the diseases as a result. Now, we'll talk about that more when we come back. Stay with me. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I hope you are enjoying this conversation about water, about dehydration, about medical myths, and the scams in the mainstream media. The mainstream media wants you to think all kinds of crazy things. They want you to believe now that you don't need water, that you should be drinking soft drinks instead. Now, let's talk about that. Let's talk about soft drinks for a second. People mistakenly believe that sodas are a source of hydration because they say, well, there's water in there. Yep, yeah, there is water in there, right next to all of the sugar or high fructose corn syrup, as they use, and phosphoric acid. So a typical soda is, in fact, a combination of those three ingredients with a little bit of flavoring added. It is basically sugar water with phosphoric acid. So it's actually sugar acid water or acidic sugar water. It's kind of like battery acid with corn syrup, but diluted with a little more water and some flavoring. Now, let's take a look at what these actually do to your body and see how this brings us back to the issue of water consumption. Because again, this advice on Fox News, they said, don't drink water, drink soda. It's just the worst piece of advice I've ever seen in the mainstream media. And I've seen a lot of crazy stuff out there, but that wins the prize. I should give those people the Idiot Journalist Award for the year, something like that. Let's look at these ingredients. So in a typical soda, we have water and sugar and acid. Let's start with the acid. What kind of acid is it? Phosphoric acid. And as I've mentioned before, this is the same acid that is used by the U.S. military to clean its battleships and aircraft carriers and, you know, various warcraft that are used. They use phosphoric acid because it cleans the rust off of steel. It's very effective. You can scrub anchors with this stuff. In fact, if you take phosphoric acid and you put a bunch of nails into it or other metal parts, they will, in fact, dissolve. So why are we drinking this, you might say? Well, fortunately, we're not drinking it in the full concentration in which it's used at the U.S. military, but we are drinking it diluted, and over time, it does cause the body to be overly acidic. Well, it turns out that your body is pretty darn smart, and it knows that it has to counter that acidity with its own alkaline minerals. You got that? So if you drink acid, your body says, we can't be acidic, because if the pH of your blood actually changes, you will die within minutes. Your blood has to be kept at a very precise pH level, which I think is around 7.2 plus or minus 0.1, somewhere in that range. Now, if it varies from that level, you will die. You'll really go into a coma. So if you drink something highly acidic, your body knows it has to buffer that with something alkaline in order to protect your life, protect your blood from having its pH altered. So when you drink phosphoric acid, where does your body get the minerals to buffer that acid? Take a guess. Take a guess. Where in your body do you have minerals that are highly alkaline? If you guessed your bones, then you're exactly right. That's where your body has minerals. The calcium and the magnesium and the other trace elements in your bones are very alkaline. So when you drink acid from the soda, your body goes to your bones and it starts stripping out the minerals in order to buffer the acid. And then you urinate that out through your kidneys, which causes kidney stones on the way out, by the way, which is, of course, good for business if you're a kidney doctor, which is the point behind this whole thing, this whole announcement of drinking less water. And then what happens to your bones? Well, you lose bone mineral density. And the more soda you drink, the more your bones get eaten away. And you can end up, even as a young male, even a 22-year-old male who's physically active, can end up with osteoporosis. I've seen it. Oh, I've seen it many, many times. Soda drinkers diagnosed with osteoporosis. Men. And of course, women too. Women are even more susceptible to it. Why are they getting osteoporosis at such a young age? Is there something wrong with their bones? Do they have a mysterious disease caused by their genes? Just bad luck, bad chance, suddenly causing this terrible, terrible disease that destroys their bones? That's what medicine wants you to believe. You see, they don't tell these people that it's caused by their diet. They don't tell them that if they stopped drinking soda and started drinking water, that their bones would rebuild themselves automatically. They never tell them that for one of two reasons. One, they don't want people to know that, or two, they don't know it. The doctors don't know this. And believe me, I've had debates with doctors about soda, and they don't know this stuff. They are nutritionally illiterate. It's just unbelievable that they're even allowed to practice medicine and not know this stuff. So if you're drinking soda, you are destroying your bones. Now, you might think this doesn't matter because you haven't been diagnosed with osteoporosis. Well, let me ask you this. Look in the mirror. How do you like your jawline? Because drinking a lot of soda also causes the deterioration of your jawline. And if you have a sunken jaw, that is, if your chin looks like it's sunken in, and that is caused by drinking soda because of the phosphoric acid. The acid actually eats away your jawline, just like it eats away all the other bones in your body. It also eats away your teeth. And it's not just from the sugar in the soda eating away your teeth while the soda is in your mouth. It's from the acidity of the soda causing your body to strip the minerals out of your skeletal system. And your skeletal system includes your teeth. So if you go take an x-ray of someone who drinks a lot of sodas, a mouth x-ray or a dental x-ray, you will notice that the roots of their teeth are really short. And that means that those teeth can be broken out very, very easily, or they might actually just fall out. And that's why people who drink a lot of soda need a lot of cavities filled, because their teeth aren't very healthy. Now, I was at the dentist recently, and they took some x-rays. And I actually broke out a front tooth when I was a kid from sports, physical activity. And so every once in a while, I have to go in and have a new crown put on it, which is a huge pain, but, you know, what can you do? Can't regrow a tooth, right? So I'm in there, and they take x-rays, and they're looking at the x-rays, and the dentist says to me, "Wow, you have really, really long roots. I hope I never have to pull one of your teeth." And I said, "Well, thank you. Please don't pull out any of my teeth." And I can tell you the reason that I do have long roots is because I have really great nutrition, I exercise, I get vitamin D, and I don't drink any sodas whatsoever. And the dentist was shocked. He was like, "Wow, someone's in my office here, sitting in my chair, who doesn't drink sodas, and sure enough, look at the evidence, they have really long teeth. Not like long protruding out of your mouth, like vampire teeth, but long roots, which means the roots of your teeth go up into your gums on the top teeth and down into your gums on the bottom teeth, which means that your teeth are really strong and sturdy. They're not going to just break off. It's hard to break them out. And the only way I even broke my tooth out as a kid was because I actually slammed face first into the street, which is a good reason not to play street football, by the way. But that's a different topic. So, I mean, if you land face first in the street, yeah, you can break out a tooth, even a strong tooth. But as long as you don't, you know, face dive into the pavement, you're probably not going to do that. But the point here being that I had strong teeth because I don't drink sodas. And anyone who drinks a lot of soda really has problems with their teeth. And not just their teeth, but also their entire skeletal system. So where does water come into this whole equation? Well, if you're thirsty, reach for a water, not a soda. And by the way, I'm going to do another show reviewing all of the different so-called water products on the market. There are numerous products, including Smart Water and Vitamin Water and Fitness Water and all of these different so-called waters. Look, for the record, I do not recommend any of these products. In fact, I recommend that you avoid all of those products because most of them are nothing but sugar water. And you don't need more sugar water for the reasons that we already talked about. What you need is real water. You know, water with nothing else in it. Maybe just some minerals. Some spring water would be nice. But something that's really healthy, that actually offers you hydration without a lot of sugar, without additives. And all of these fitness waters and sports waters and vitamin waters, everything that I've seen on the market, in my opinion, is just garbage. I've not seen a single product that I would drink over just drinking water. In fact, most of these products, they have so little nutrition in them that you could get more nutrition by drinking a bottle of water and eating a strawberry. You would get far better nutrition than from any of these products. And the sport water products are just processed salt, artificial colors, sugar, and water. You don't need that. What you need to do is drink water and get some good salt into your body, some full-spectrum salt, like the Celtic sea salt that I mentioned earlier. That's what you need in your body. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been a great time here bringing you this information. This is the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again next time. This has been the Health Ranger Show. Take care. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show, where you can feel free to just sit back and tune in to the most outrageous yet informative natural health show being broadcast today. People love this show. A listener emailed me, quote, "Don't get addicted to the Health Ranger Show, because every time you hear one show, you want to hear another show." So thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon.